天地有正气，烽烟打嚟遇咗你。咁啊，希望各位网友咧，而家我哋有呢个烽烟嘅功能嘅，咁所以咧，大家喺节目时段咧可以打嚟24404088，
系啦，24404088，咁啊，同我哋一齐倾下，分析下你哋嘅心路历程啦。
系啊，两个人做节目就好闷嘅，不过加埋你一齐参与咧，希望我哋天地有正气就更加好睇啦，遇咗你噶。
好，到了呢個五月六號的本土最前線，咁今日咧星期一咧依然有我祖利安，咁咧就大家即係最近睇到好多我哋啲新嘅 promo 啦嚇，咁我哋就即係我哋熱線咧就即係永遠都係開放俾大家嘅，喺我哋節目期間嘅時間，咁啊所以咧就大家咧就踴躍啲打嚟啦，24404088，24404088，咁啊。咁今日咧嗰個節目個安排咧就會咁樣嘅，咁第一節咧我就會出一個嘅，我之前錄低咗有一個嘅即係我一個訪問啦，就係同我一個嘅呢個美國嘅海軍陸戰隊嘅前軍醫嘅一個朋友，佢叫基利，咁啊佢啊即係嚟香港玩，咁樣就即係咁我梗係揦即係捉實佢唔放噶啦，咁啊。咁啊，揾佢掠咗去，唔係佢掠我嘅，唔係我掠佢，佢掠我倒翻轉頭，就喂你佢知道我做網台節目啊嚇，話不如啊你揾集晚我好啊咁樣，咁就 and then 就我哋錄咗一個好短嘅 interview 啦，咁啊就會分開兩集，就會同大家即係會 play 俾大家睇嘅，咁啊第一集我哋就會有嗰個片段，咁第二集咧我就會講啲咧就係關於呢個啊今日最開心嘅消息啦。咁就係呢個 25%， 即係呢個 Donald Trump 咧，就對住即係喺呢個對華嘅貿易戰嗰度咧，就出咗一招即係都 OK 嘅必殺技㗎啦。咁咧就即係搞到中共咧就即係話屎淋尿瀨咁樣啦嚇。咁啊第二節咧我哋就會講呢樣嘢。好，咁我哋事不宜遲，我哋先去第一節嘅片段先。
好啦，各位觀眾好啊！咁今日咧就係4月25號，咁就今次嘅本土最前線我嘅做法咧就係有少少唔同啦，咁又係出嚟做呢個錄影啦，咁啊不過咧就今次就加咗個麥啦，咁應該咧就冇咁即係大家聽得冇咁辛苦啦。咁同埋今日咧嘅嘉賓咧好特別啦，今日咁如果大家有之前喺《癲狗日報》有睇過我寫專欄文章嘅時候咧，就有睇過第一篇咧，我就寫有個朋友咧就係、是、一個即係美國海軍入邊嘅一個嘅軍醫啦嚇，咁我叫做基利啦，咁啊。咁今日咧就好開心啦！佢啊，即係咁啱巧要嚟香港，咁我梗係老係都捉住佢嚟問問題啦，嚟傾下偈咁樣啦嚇。咁佢都唔係佢，其實佢都好得意啊！佢知道我做呢啲嘅時候，佢都有問過，喂，你我想唔想嚟嚟講嘢啊？咁我好想上嚟講嘢咁。咁啊，咁 so 咁今次佢離開嘅時候，離開香港嘅時候，我哋就做過。簡單的訪問啦嚇，咁你大家了解一下，即係譬如話係美國軍人佢嘅生活啊，或者佢經歷過嘅事啊，諸如此類咁嘅嘢啦。Okay，so so for all kinds of bullshit to the audiences, it's my honor, it's my pleasure to have Doc as a guest. So.I'm sorry. I know in order to keep you safe and stuff, we agree that you're not showing your face. So, welcome to Hong Kong.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me tell my story. And I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah. Thank you. And the idea of joining the military is kind of.Odd is kind of foreign to Hong Kongers. 咁即係其實我頭先即係多謝佢肯抽嚟啦。咁我話第一個問題就係、其實去加入一個軍隊咧，去從軍啦。 咁喺香港人嘅角度嚟講就好陌生嘅，即係除咗話係即係以前英國人有部隊喺香港，我哋可以去參加義勇軍之外，咁即係好少可會聽到噶啦。依家就咁，so my very first question to Doc is so how did it all begin? How did it all begin to you? What was the story?
Good question. I wish I had like a really cool story about that. I don't. to be honest with you, I kind of fell into it. I think I was, gosh, it's such a long time ago. I think I was probably 21, and a friend of mine was thinking about going into the Air Force.
Ooh, and Air Force?
Yeah, he had signed up to go into the Air Force, and I guess neither he or myself were really doing a whole lot, but we were going to school a little bit, not much. And so he went off and he did that, he joined, and I was kind of sat on the sidelines of what I was going to do next, and so I just kind of took a dive and...funny enough is I was never really interested in the military a whole lot, even though I come from a military family per se. But I wasn't interested in joining like the Army or the Marines or anything like that.
Yeah, they were like different divisions, right?
Yeah, there's five, you got the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and then the Coast Guard. Which the Coast Guard is actually falls under Homeland Security now. It's not Department of Defense, but they still consider it one of the five branches. So yeah, I actually tried to sign up with the Air Force, and the Air Force recruiter pissed me off.
And what did he do to you?
he took me over downtown Dallas and to the what we call the MEPS, the Military Entrance Processing Station, to take the ASVAB test on, I think it was a Wednesday. And so, you know, I got up early, I went to the recruiter's place and whatnot, and then he took me down there, and when I got there, he dropped me off, and I said, you know, I'm here for the ASVAB, and they're like, yeah, we don't do the ASVAB on Wednesdays.
What?
So I got on the payphone, and I called the recruiter. And I said, "Yo, bro, they don't do this on Wednesday." He's like, "Oh shit, oh yeah, my bad." I was like, "So then when we got back, I went over to the Navy side, and the Navy guys were really quick to kind of scoop me up, and I didn't really know much about the Navy either, and yeah, that's kind of how it happened. It just, I wasn't doing a lot but smoking pot, you know, and fucking around all the time. And it was like 21. I was like, well, I got to do something. And so, yeah, I'd like to tell you it was like some sense of, that I joined for some sense of duty to my country or something like that. But no, I really just kind of fell into it.
Right.
So that's really kind of how it happened.
Okay.佢好過癮啊！我頭先問佢，sorry， 咁咧，我頭先
，oh shit， you got me。
咁啊，我頭先咧就問阿 Doc 啦，即系 Doc， 即系我都要解釋下 Doc 就係。即係 doctor 啦嚇，即係 doctor， 即係醫生咁，即係佢係喺個海軍入邊咧，咁佢係即係跟住海軍陸戰隊嘅隨隊嘅軍醫嚟嘅。咁啊，即係咁我頭先我問佢第一個問題就係、是，即係佢當初即係去加入嗰個海軍嘅時間係一個點樣嘅情況啦？因為香港人好少可會接觸呢啲嘢啦。咁佢就話咧，就佢最初就佢嗰陣時應該係廿一歲，就佢嘅好朋友啦，就當其時就加入咗空軍，即係 sign up 佢入咗空軍，咁 And then 就即係雖然咪後我頭先同佢傾過偈，咁佢就係話咁佢屋企人原來由嗰、那個應該係南北戰爭嗰陣時啊 ，Civil War 係內戰啊嘛，係啊，南北戰爭嘅時候咧就已經好多代都係軍人嚟。咁啊，雖然係有咁嘅 background， 但係佢自己就原本就唔係咁熱衷即係軍隊嘅嘢嘅咁啊，但係就即係。即係佢話喺嗰陣時佢廿一歲咁啊，即係郊外遊咁啊，又冇理由成日匿喺屋企懟大麻啊。咁咧就佢話於是咧，佢就即係個朋友去咗去參加空軍嘅時候咧，咁佢又當然佢好想去空軍啦。咁就但係佢好過癮、好笑嘅一個地方就係、是、原來去遞表嘅時候咧，咁咧佢遞表佢有啲性向測驗嘅，有啲 aptitude test 嘅。咁就但係佢記得佢嗰日係星期三，即係點解咁清楚記得係星期三咧？就係、是、咁星期三應該佢唔會收檔噶嘛。咁但係咧點知咧就去到嘅時候咧，就人哋咧就收咗檔話我哋呢度唔開星期三喎。咁於是咧就空軍嗰班激到佢好嬲，即係做搞錯咁星期三會收檔。咁人哋佢就佢就即係。轉個頭就去找海軍，咁海軍就好快地收咗佢啦，咁樣。So I'm sorry about the this lengthy translation thing. You said it wasn't a great story, but to us it's really funny enough. You know, the Wednesday thing.
Yeah, you know, if it wasn't for that Wednesday thing and him saying, "Oh my bad," I probably would have been in the Air Force.
Yeah. And,
but after that, I was kind of like, "Fuck you, man! I'm out of here. Bye."
So, this is a little bit off topic. I mean, off the charts thing. And why do you guys think the Air Force is like the ideal branch to join back at that time?
I think it has to do with treatment of troops. The Air Force tends to treat its people a lot better. Better facilities, better food, better
hotels.
Yeah, you know, they're just overall treated a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You know, right. better living. Hmm. You know, standards, etc., etc.
Okay. 咁我頭先就即係頭日話問佢啦，咁就話即係我成日聽到有好多人都會。即係想 join 空軍喎，咁點解會想去空軍啊？咁話係啊，空軍即係嗰個伙食啊，或者係即係住啊，嗰樣嘢係好多嘅，即係佢點對啲士兵嗰啲招呼係好多嘅，升級嘅。咁啊，alright， so the second question for you for Doc is what was it like when you got enlisted?
What was it like when I first enlisted? You know, this is nearly 20 years ago. I was just thinking about that the other day, how time goes. If I were still in, I would have retired this month.
Whoa.
I would have retired this month, this year, this month. Yeah, you know, you kind of, I guess when you... It's kind of a lengthy process. It's not very easy to get into the military. It's not an equal opportunity employer. You know, you got flat feet. You can't get in. You've got mental health issues. You can't get in.
They want the best.
You know, you're overweight. You can't get in. You're underweight. You can't get in. You're too tall. You can't get in. You're too short. You can't get in. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of quite a long, drawn-out process that took a few months. And then after I'd initially signed the contract, you know, I was in something called the DEP, which is delayed entry program, for about 6 months, I believe. And so basically I think once a week I'd meet up with the recruiters and you know, we'd have meetings and we're supposed to study and stuff like that, you know. And but I didn't do a whole lot until it was time to ship out, and I kind of didn't really know what I was getting into. Really, it was kind of all new to me, and you know, I think everybody that enlists, or even officers for that matter, that go into the military, you know, we're by far and large, we're all just ordinary people. There's nothing really, there's nothing extraordinary about us at all. We just, you know, it's just something that you either choose to do, you like it, you stay. If you don't like it, you get out. I stayed for 8 years and then figured it was time to get out. And I think the biggest thing is just, it's kind of a different lifestyle. You know, you, the troops, they give up a lot of their freedom, you know. You know, they give up their freedom to go wherever they want to, whenever they want to take holiday whenever they want to. They, you know, they give up their time and their families and whatnot, and they go train and get stationed, you know, overseas or different states or whatever. And it's just a big adjustment, I think, for most people.
Right. 咁我第二個問題，我問阿阿德，咁自從佢加入咗之後，咁即係或者咁講啊，即係佢最初佢加入嘅時間，咁嗰個情況係點㗎啦？即係入咗去呢個海軍嘅時間，咁就話即係其實即係好多人，尤其是我哋近年，我哋成日講話即係平等機會。你請人不應該論人哋年紀啊、成啊、貴肥瘦嗰啲咁嘅嘢。咁其實咧就即係軍隊，因為始終你係一個作戰單位咧，作戰部隊咧，咁即係梗係會想要最好嘅、最 tip top 嘅人選㗎啦，永遠都係。咁所以咧就即係如果你有扁平足啊，唔得啦。如果你有即係太過高、太過矮、太過肥、太過瘦，即係身體有啲麻煩近視啊嗰類咁嘅嘢咧咁。咁當然都係唔得啦。咁成個感受咧，即係對於佢嚟講係，即係當其時係好新鮮嘅嘢，但係即係都好耐啦，都成即係頭先數翻都成廿年前嘅嘢啦。即係如果佢冇離開到的話咧，咁今日應該係嗰個 official 佢 retire， 即係佢退伍嗰個時間添。咁就咁同埋即係。有一樣嘢佢提到嘅就係、是加入咗之後咧，要犧牲好多嘢啦。當然就係、是、咁，包括就係你去邊度去唔去得，去唔去得呢度，去唔去得嗰度咁，即係嗰個自由係有限制啦。當然係你唔可以隨便去啲奇怪嘅地方啦。咁啊即係假期啦，假期啊當然又少啲啦，可能咁啊嗰個即係你能唔能夠有時間去陪屋企嗰樣嘢，就即係呢個一個絕大嘅犧牲啦。咁同埋就係即係你要成日都要有訓練啦，體能啊各樣嘅嘅訓練啦，戰術嘅訓練啊各樣嘢啦。咁同埋即係好多時佢哋亦都要，因為要駐守其他嘅喺其他國家嘅基地嘅時候咧，咁呢度又係即係會咩咯？會成日唔喺屋企咯，唔喺佢哋美國本土嗰度咯，就會有啲咁嘅情況。
Right, so we move to the third question. So can you tell us of the training you went through, what's the worst part and what's the funniest?
Training, worst and funniest. I had a lot of training.
Especially as a Navy corpsman.
Well, yeah, that, but just to even really become a corpsman, it took really about a year.
Oh, a year?
Year's worth of, more or less, yeah. It started off with boot camp, and the worst thing about boot camp really is just the sleep deprivation. I just remember just being tired all the time.Always tired, never enough sleep.
So they mostly get up like at what, 3 a.m.?
I think we woke up at 4 a.m.
Okay, well.
Every morning.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think bedtime was 9, and then we woke up at 4, but even though bedtime was 9, it doesn't mean that you were asleep. You still have to stand watch and...stuff. So some people slept, some people didn't sleep. So that was the biggest thing. for boot camp was just sleep deprivation. I mean, the funniest stuff, I guess, for boot camp would just be in, would be around being around a bunch of guys, you know, and young guys, so you're always farting or something, you know. Or, you know, you got like 100 dudes together, and people do stupid shit, they say stupid shit, and, you know, you try to keep a blank face if you can, and, you know, just try to stay under the radar of the drill sergeants and stuff.
You don't want to get smoked up.
Yeah, you don't want to get smoked. I don't think I got smoked a whole lot. I kind of flew under the radar for quite a while until eventually they finally figured out who I was.
Like, what have you done?
I got in trouble for something, and they had me doing push-ups, and they couldn't even remember my name, so I heard them talking, and they're like, who is that? I don't know, who is that? I can't remember. And I was, so the whole time I was doing push-ups, I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, they don't even know my name. It's like, man, I did a good job. And then finally they had to ask me my name, and then they told me to get up.
No.
Come on. Yeah. Right. I think that was two months there for boot camp, I think. And then after that, I went to A-school training, hospital corpsman training, which was, I believe, 4 months long, I believe. But essentially, it was really a year or 2 years worth of schooling condensed down to 4 months. So we would have like 3 or 4 tests a week, and that was difficult.
3 or 4 tests?
Yeah, and I found that really difficult because I had no prior medical experience, no kind of introduction to medicine. And so in school was never very easy for me, so that was difficult. A lot of studying, a lot of long nights. Because I didn't want to be a blue water sailor. I didn't. If I failed the school, then I'm going to the fleet. I'm going to be on a big fucking gray floating thing out in the ocean. And I didn't want that. In fact, that quite scared me. That was kind of my motivation. And I remember the first test that we had. It was a CPR test. I scored 100 on that.
CPR test.
Yeah, basic life support.
Okay.
And then second test was anatomy, and I failed it.
Anatomy, and you failed it.
I failed
anatomy.
It, yeah. Because I didn't, I didn't study very well, for one. It was my fault.
Okay.
But I also messed up the blood flow of the heart.
Ooh,
so part of the test was which way does the blood flow through the heart, the atrium, the ventricles, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me that shit now. It's been a long time. Probably don't even remember now. I'd probably fail that again. But I remember the lieutenant called me into the office, and I didn't realize what he was doing at the time, and he was a complete dick. And he called me. What did he call me? He called me. Oh, Mate. He called. No, yeah, he did. He called me. He said that I was. He said that when he first saw that I made the 100 on the test, he's like, okay, this guy's gonna do great. And then the second test come around, and he called. Oh, that's right. He called me a slug. He called me a huge fucking slug.
Oh, shit.
Remember that. And I remember it really bothering me at the time.
That's the worst.
And I was so young at the time, I didn't see what he was doing.
Huh.
But by him calling me that, boy, I never did fail another test. So, like, in hindsight, I can see what he was trying to do.
He's trying to motivate you.
Yeah, he was trying to motivate me, which it did, because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to go out to the floating gray object in the water. So I made it through that, and then that was all in Illinois, Great Lakes, Illinois, and then went out to the West Coast, California, to Camp Pendleton Marine Corps Base for 7 weeks of infantry training with the Marines and learning how to do medicine in combat and out in the field in a less than sterile environment with bullets flying in, mortars coming in, whatnot, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, and that was the major training that I had. That's not all the training I had. It continued to get more. I ended up becoming a basic life support instructor. I was also a preventive medicine instructor and emergency medicine technician. I was a paramedic as well. So they sent me to paramedic school. They sent me to PMT school. They sent me to BLS school, instructor school.
It's pretty
the amount
intense.
Of schools that I've been to. Yeah, it's quite a lot. So it's probably, I imagine the government spent about $500,000 on my education, I imagine. Probably about $500,000.
Right.
Yeah, and then I became a Fleet Marine Force Corpsman. So, went off to the fleet after all that, and went to Okinawa from 2000 to 2001.
Right. So I'm going to tell these guys what happened. 哇！頭先好詳盡啊！頭先咁咧就點樣講起咧？嗱，我頭先第個問題咧就係問佢嗰個訓練上邊啦，咁佢經歷過啲咩嘢啦？咁啊好黐線噶，我聽成件事都，因為佢係成個，因為佢本身佢個位置，佢係做呢個嘅即係海軍陸戰隊即係跟住海軍陸戰隊嘅海軍嘅軍醫咯，我哋叫做 Navy Corpsman 啦，我哋叫做咁都因為佢哋除咗要本身要打得之外咧，仲要即係戰場上邊救到人啊嘛，咁所以要識嘅要好多嘅。咁啊，咁頭先由頭講起嘅就係、是、咁，佢最初入 boot camp 嗰陣時啦，即係嗰個我哋叫迎新營啦嚇，咁個迎新營咧就即係最痛苦的件事咧，就係成日都唔夠瞓啦，成日都咁佢嘅晨七咁早咧，四點鐘就會吵醒你啊，跟住就要做好多嘢咁樣。咁啊，最過癮嘅事就係、是、即係喺個 boot camp 入邊，你100個馬佬喺度嘅時候咧，咁啊就即係有啲屁王啊，有啲啊成日喺度放屁啊，咁啊大家一齊做埋啲黐線嘢、戇鳩嘢咁樣咁啊，即係呢啲兄弟情嘅嘢啦嚇，即係。即係好多馬佬一齊訓練嘅時候，咁啊，係咯，又要即係除咗個基本訓練之外咧，咁佢後屘就係過咗去，我冇記錯就過咗去加利福尼亞州嘅基地嗰度咧，就同埋海軍陸戰隊係一齊去訓練嘅，即係佢訓練係除咗海軍陸戰隊嘅訓練之外，仲要額外再學埋。一啲即係急救啊，各樣嘢嘅嘢啦 ，CPR test 啦，啊，咁佢頭先提到佢有一個嘅考試啦，就即係佢有幾個考試嘅，就應該咁講，佢係成一個禮拜有三四次嘅 test 嘅，頭先聽到好似一個禮拜之內。即係要有三四次嘅考試啦。咁佢又自己本身因為佢唔係讀開之前冇讀開醫，亦都冇行醫嘅經驗嘅時候咧，所以即係呢啲嘢對於佢嚟講係好痛苦。但係佢第一 part 佢做得好好嘅，即係第一次呢啲考試做得好好，有人讚啊成啊咁樣。咁啊，但係後屘咧一去到嗰個即係人體結構啊、解剖啊、即係個心血流個血管個流動嘅方向啊，嗰樣嘢嘅時候咧，咁呢啲嘢佢竟然係肥咗啦，咁啊跟住俾人叫咗入房就俾人就俾水急屌啦，咁屌嘅時候咧就佢話你即係佢鬧佢就首先同佢起一個花名先嘅，咁叫佢做 slug 嘅，咁佢就聽嗰個名字就好嬲嘅，咁啊。同埋佢話，如果你再肥落去的話，你就咩之後你咪做一個普通嘅水手咯，喺個船上邊咯，漂嚟漂去咯，咁即係講埋啲咁嘅嘢去刺激佢啦。咁佢聽到佢好嬲嘅時候，咁於是就即係發奮 ，and then 就之後都做得好好啦。之後咁啊，係啦，咁呢個就係即係佢最初入去嘅時候嗰啲過癮嘢同埋嗰啲即係辛苦嘢，佢又冇一點講嘅，咁即係可能基於佢本身佢個背景，佢都好捱得苦嘅都。咁啊 ，so here comes the next question, Doc. So what was your job mostly about when you are back in Iraq? Like any tales worth mentioning?
So I was in Iraq during the invasion in 03. I was there till 03 to 04. Hospital corpsman. A lot of us become Fleet Marine Force corpsman, FMF corpsman, go with the Marines. And we do a wide variety of stuff. We go with the grunts. We sometimes, some of us go with logistics units, supply units, whatever. Hmm. I was actually part of a brand new unit that was just invented for the war. And it was called a shock trauma platoon. So it was a platoon. And
sorry, well, come again. I've got a little bit distracted.
I was in something called a shock trauma platoon.
Shock trauma?
Yeah. So for short, we called it STP.
Okay.
But it was a brand new concept that the Corps developed for modern fighting. And it allows for battlefield injuries to be addressed at an earlier stage before going on to surgical intervention at a higher echelon of care. And so essentially helps to save lives. So this is what we did. We went with, I was with 11th Marines and 11th Marines, and I believe it was 5th Marines or 7th Marines. I can't remember which one. And so we just were right behind them, and it was pretty quiet, you know. The war was pretty quiet for the first few weeks. Not a whole lot going on, and we bypassed a lot of small units, and bypassed a lot of small towns, and pushed as quickly to Baghdad as we possibly could. I think it was about 2 weeks into the invasion before anything major happened. We got hit by a sandstorm, a really bad sandstorm that grounded everything for almost probably eight or 10 hours. And then the next day, we ended up getting into an ambush and having to fight our way out of that ambush. It was interesting. I've been with like 5 different Marine Corps units. I've been with the MU, the 11th MU. I've been with a medical battalion. I've been with a shock trauma platoon. I did a small stint with 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. And then my last duty station was Combined Arms Training Center, Camp Fuji, Japan. And CATC. CATC.
In Japan.
Yeah, Camp Fuji. So I've done a little bit of everything, you know. We just go with the Marines, and we fight with those guys, and we patch them up when they get hit, and that's kind of what we do, you know. It's messy work sometimes. A little bit messy sometimes. Dealing with Marines is always fun.
Drinking?
all kinds of shenanigans with the Marines.
Right. 咁我睇，即系嗱，我就亦都一定唔系咁好噶啦。呢一 part 就咁，我尽量去讲啦。咁头先我就问佢，我就话即系咁，因为佢我听之前听佢讲佢去过伊拉克啦，咁啊。即係講翻2003至2004年嘅時候咧，咁佢就過咗伊拉克嘅，咁當時就即係嗰陣時啊，當然就係都幾白熱化噶啦，打緊嘅時間。咁啊，佢當時就係即係跟過好多唔同嘅隊伍啦，轉過好多次唔同嘅隊啦。咁啊即係試過做嗰啲補給任務啦。咁啊又我諗佢大大少少跟過5至11個，我唔係好記得。佢自己都話記得啦，咁咁多嘅唔同嘅小隊啦，佢話起初咧就好靜嘅，即係去到就冇乜嘢發生嘅，咁啊亦都即係佢哋都唔需要話下下要 要即係每一個鎮咁去 check 咁嗰啲，佢哋又冇需要咁做。咁後屘就隔咗兩個禮拜到啦，我記得好似咁啊，跟住就有個咩有個4-8個鐘頭嘅沙塵暴，即係乜柒都睇唔到，乜柒都做唔到嗰啲咁嘅嘢啦。And then 仲要俾人僕，即係佢話有個人僕，即真係有攻擊啊，有成啊咁。咁佢話冇啊，佢好謙虛啦，咁就話冇啊，咪要做啲咩嘢咪。同埋海軍陸戰隊嘅人一起作戰咯，即係要揼柴人嘅時候，咪一起揼柴人咯。咁啲隊友咪去patch them up， 即係應該係去即係急救啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢啦。咁啊，佢話都冇乜嘢，咁同埋即係佢哋當其時就有個相對比較新嘅一個概念，就係點樣喺嗰、那個譬如士兵受傷嘅時候咧。就有啲咩嘢可以即刻即係喺做手術之前係可以做定先嘅嘢去即係去令到佢增加個生存或者康復機會啦。咁啊，即係佢當其時就係做呢啲嘢嘅。咁咧就 so so what does it feel like when you go into combat like in a first time like in a firefight or something like that?
It's a good question. It's kind of fun, you know. It's exciting. Your adrenaline is really high, of course. At first, it's scary when, you know, you got rounds coming in. But eventually, that kind of just goes away, and your adrenaline takes over, and you don't think about it. Combat is kind of funny. I always tell people it's kind of like every emotion that you can think of. When you're on a deployment, it's boring, it's tiring, it's fun, it's funny, it's horrible, it's scary. Yeah. So like every adjective you could think of, you could probably roll it up and describe that as what combat's like.It's not just one thing, and it's different for everybody. You know, everybody's experience is different. Yeah, it's a bit exciting at times, and then other times it's just boring and miserable, and you don't know if, you know, you're going to wake up the next day or you'll be able to see the next day or, you know. So. In a lot of ways, it's easy because you don't have to worry about anything but just kind of staying alive. Whereas when you're back home, you got to worry about, you got to pay this bill, you got to pay that bill, worry about the kids getting into school, blah, blah, blah. You know, and when you're in combat, there's not that much to worry about. So it's stressful, but in the sense of being stressful, I know a lot of guys prefer combat and going on deployment than being back home. Because when they're on deployment, they don't have to worry about anything but just one thing. it sounds strange, but you ask any guys, it's a lot of the guys will say the same.
Right. 咁我頭先我問阿 Doug 啦，咁就即係佢第一次。真係喺出林彈雨嘅時候咧，個感受係點樣啦？咁佢就話，即係好百感交集嘅，就即係佢個即係第一件事好亢奮嘅，因為腎上腺激素會發揮緊作用啊嘛。咁啊有陣時會好緊張啊，好驚啊，覺得有陣時會覺得屌好過癮啦，即係話好 funny 啦，有陣時又咁，但係又亦都好攰啦，咁亦都可以好恐怖啦。咁啊，即係佢話你諗得到嘅所有形容詞咧，你塞落去都啱㗎啦。咁佢大概亦都係。即係唔同人有唔同感受，即係佢自己嘅感受就係咁樣。咁就同埋佢會即係你喺嗰度嘅時候，你會諗一個問題，就係你唔知聽日你會唔會有機會即係合埋眼、擘大眼，你會起到身，即係你會唔會生存咧？到第二日，即係咁嘅意思啦。咁同埋就即係佢話，亦都有好多人咧係咁正常啊！你喺嗰個環境之下，你唔會諗到即係屋企有幾多帳單未交啊，個細路點啊，咁即係你唔會諗到呢啲嘢嘅。咁啊，所以點解佢話有啲人倒翻轉頭咧，就即係會倒翻轉頭會好嚮往喺嗰啲環境多過翻屋企嘅。
OK， 咁咧就呢一節就係part one， 即係第一部分嘅呢一個嘅我同阿基利嘅呢個 interview 啦嚇。咁啊，第二部分咧就會下一集咧嘅上半段咧嘅時候就會講啊。咁我再講多一次，咁今日咧就一樣都係有封煙嘅，就係24404088，咁咧就歡迎大家打嚟咧就揾我吹水啊。咁呢一節嘅時間差唔多，我哋下一節再見。